Greetings, everybody. I am your host, Krusty Canuck, on this beautiful May 8th, 2019. Today's episode I affectionately call The Tale of Two Bills and the Mark Norman Verdict. All that more coming up on the Krusty Canuck Podcast. Stay tuned. Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, Krusty, and this is the Krusty Nut Podcast. Today's episode, we're discussing the tale of two Blairs. That's Bill Morneau, our finance minister, and Mr. Bill Blair, our whatever minister slash immigration and gang violence, whatever title that Mr. Potato Head gave him. Mr. Bill Morneau. Now, he was quoted saying the following to Mr. Pierre Poilievre, based on this post-millennial article, suggests that Canadians who criticize Liberal government are uneducated. That's directly from him, ladies and gentlemen. Our finance minister, Mr. Know-it-all, Mr. who says that small businesses and farmers are tax cheats. Yeah, okay, Buckeye. Sure we are. Now, according to the article, he basically tries to justify the fact that the Liberal government has given the Chinese company, or the Chinese government, $256 million for infrastructure projects. Considering China's economy is booming, why is Canada giving away that money? Right? And basically the article also dictates that, you know, it's a project that will, you know, look after 5 years of investment with a simple return of 1%. Now, I don't know about you, but I think a 1% return on $256 million is a slap in the face to the Canadian taxpayer. Really. Honestly, like, calling us uneducated and sitting there bragging about how we're going to get 1% back in 5 years. That's, well, huh. Oh, that's a great deal, isn't it? Hey, way to go, Buckeye Bill. Mr. Bill Morneau, the moron, giving away our money for what? Hey? I guess it's election year, so you might as well start flailing what you can. Salvage what you can, do what you can, right? Yeah, okay. I don't know about you, but I don't know, 1% return on that kind of investment? No. That's right. We're too stupid to understand that concept, right? Yeah, okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, uneducated. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take a rocket science or a PhD or any kind of any kind of real mathematics to tell you that's a raw deal. You know, but hey, you know, that's good. You know, Justin Trudeau went to India and only received a $750 million investment, which wasn't that great. But mind you, he spent a couple million bucks on his dancing and his parading his staff around looking like a bunch of idiots. But you know, Bill, yeah, you're brilliant there, Buckeye. Yeah, I just shake my head at that. I'll leave a link at the bottom of the podcast here explaining, you know, Bill Morneau's sheer intelligence when it comes to understanding the Canadian people. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Tell me what you think. You can reach me at KrustyCanuck.ca or KrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. Leave me a comment here on the Podbean. Or leave me a comment on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. Tell me what you think, folks. Really, you know, I just, well, October can't come soon enough. Here's this clown who was born with a fortune, who owns his own kind of pension program, Morneau and Chappelle, you know, and married to the McCain French fry heiress, and he's calling the rest of us stupid. Really, that's what I get from the article. Well, that's really intelligent. He gets elected to do a job and talks to us like we're, you know, idiot savants or idiots in general. I don't know. I find that insulting. What do you think? Let me know. And moving on from Bill Morneau to Mr. Bill Blair. Yesterday, on May 7th, Michel Rempel questioned him in the press galley at Parliament Hill in regards to the immigration policies that he's supposed to be promoting or looking after, whatever his frickin' job is, you know. According to the video, basically he failed. He's done nothing to stop the illegal border crisis that's having, and he's supposed to be looking after the immigration gangs, whatever his title is. I still can't pinpoint what this man really does. If anyone can tell me what he does, please leave me a comment. But it's just typical liberal rhetoric. More non-answers, more non-answers, more non-answers, more non-answers, you know. And Ms. Rempel holds him to account. Good for her. You know, I'm not trying to give away any kind of favoritism here, but she's done one hell of a job as the opposition, giving this man the what for, you know. And we're all used to being scolded by figures of authority one way or the other, whether it be your teacher, your coach, you know, high school principal, your parents, whatever. But no, she has no holds barred. I admire her actions there for getting that done. I'll leave a link there in the description along with the Morneau fiasco. But I'll let you, the listeners and the viewers, decide for yourself. You know, she really puts them into account, and that's what we need, folks. You know, we need politicians that will be accountable for what they say and what they do. You know, I don't care if they make a tweet about stupid things, about puppy dogs or fairy tales, but when they try to incorporate said puppy dogs and fairy tales into law, or into kind of any legislation for that matter, you've really got to question their integrity and where they're coming from, right? Like, regardless of what their university background is, job they had prior to the position, it really makes you think. And I think the past 4 years has proven to us Canadians exactly where these clowns are coming from. You know, no accountability for the immigration issue, no accountability for money gone missing or being spent, no accountability for things said during trade negotiations. And Ms. Rempel makes a point of that when she's putting Mr. Bill Blair on the spot. And of course, his answers are just like, you know, Senior Potato's answers. Derpa, derpa, you know, whatever. And, I don't know. You, the listener and viewer, you think for yourself. Make up your own conclusions. I'm not impressed. I think this cabinet has done its due. I think they've caused more damage, if anything. I think they've done more harm than good. Really. So, tell me what you think. Yeah, leave a comment in the below there and tell me what you think. Don't be shy. The two bills really have just keep plugging themselves. They keep digging themselves deeper and deeper and deeper, and they keep proving that the cabinet has no integrity, nothing to stand on, nothing to do other than just waste our time. So, well, tell me what you think, folks. Tell me what you think in regards to what these clowns are doing, how we can make it better, you know? And for the commie listeners out there, call me fascist. Tell me what you guys think, too. Come on. Come on, commies. What are your suggestions with these clowns in office? You know, I'd like to know what everybody thinks. You know, crustycanuck.ca or crustybcanuck67@gmail.com. Yeah, the two bills. Wow. Bill Moron and Bill Butthurt Blair, I tell ya. You know, they really have no idea. I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. Really lost for words. But in better news, Mr. Mark Norman, Mr. Vice Admiral Mark Norman, has been stayed of charges. You know, glorified way of saying charges have been dropped. Okay, great. Good. I'll sum it up. If you don't know who Mark Norman is, Vice Admiral of the Navy, second in command of the Canadian Forces, basically had a deal to procure a proper supply ship to upgrade our Navy to the best of our ability at that time, back in 2015, previous to the Liberals' election. And the idea was Davie Shipyards in Quebec was going to build it, and the Navy was going to get a supply ship that it graciously needed for its overseas operations, all the Mediterranean taskings, African taskings, you know, we see it in the news all the time. However, when the liberals got in, they changed their minds and wanted to give the contract to Irving Shipbuilding, because they're all buddies, they all get along. Mr. Norman didn't like that because it was going to compromise the Navy's ability yet again, going to cost the taxpayers more money, and therefore he spilled the beans. And of course, the bureaucrats wanted to see him burn. So for the past 2 years, they have done nothing but chastise this guy. It's cost him a small fortune in legal fees. He has the defense attorney, the same attorney that defended Mr. Gian Gomeshi over his sexual abuse allegations. You know, that's another story, but yeah, she kicked ass and took names. I'll leave a link at the bottom of the broadcast here. But he basically was a proud man. He did what he thought was right. He blew the whistle on corruption, and you know, he almost had to pay for it. But to me, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what branch of service you're in or what branch of service you like the best, I look at that man and he stood up for integrity and morals. He did. He stood up for honesty, stood up for what was right, and his bosses, whether it be the CDS or whether it be the bureaucrats, and there were apparently a handful of bureaucrats who wanted to see him fry over that, basically being embarrassed over his words, and serves him right. And just goes to prove that October cannot come soon enough, ladies and gentlemen, in regards to cleaning up Ottawa. Admiral Mark Norman, if you do listen to this, sir, thank you very much and appreciate what you do. And I appreciate your dedication to professionalism and integrity. And well done on you, sir. Here's a guy who did basically had to remortgage his home, right? Go figure. To keep his legal fees, because National Defense more or less said no the first time to cover his legal fees because he was already deemed guilty. Now, if he was already deemed guilty, why wasn't he at trial? Right? He wasn't charged. He was just, you know, hearing after hearing, investigation after investigation. And he's basically spending a small fortune to cover his butt, standing up for what's right. I won't be surprised if he turns around and sues the federal government for defamation of character. Really, because this guy was dragged through the mud. You know, the emotional and the physical and the financial hardships he has had to overcome. Now, I don't exactly remember what a vice admiral gets paid under the CF, but he was suspended. Now, I don't know if he was suspended with pay or without pay. Needless to say, he had to remortgage his home to get money to look after his defense. Defense lawyers aren't cheap, folks. And there was a GoFundMe page that helped him along the way, which was nice to those patrons. And in a news clip I saw of him today, he was almost brought to tears because apparently there were a handful of vets from World War II. Now keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm digressing here. Most of the vets from World War II are either in the late 80s, mid 90s, some are approaching 100. And these gentlemen, these ladies and gentlemen, were giving $5, $10 a piece to his cause. And that's admirable. Really, that is super fucking admirable. Well done, sirs and ma'ams, for defending Mr. Mark Norman. And I gave $10 to his cause too. It's not fair. You know, the way veterans have been treated in this country since since JT and his Sunshine Band were elected, they've done nothing for the vets and for military procurement. You know, they've done a lot of parades and danced around and showed around and, you know, say things that, oh, we're backlogged, and oh, you're asking for too much so we can give. And hats off to those senior citizens that gave a few dollars to this man's case. Well done. You know, it's little things like that make you proud to be a Canuck. You know what I mean? Who well. But Mr. Norman, well done, sir. I'm glad things are going to work out for you. And according to the news reports too, we're going to hear something in the next few days from him. Now, regardless of what details he has, or what kind of you know story he has, or what kind of inside information, Stay tuned to the mainstream media for that story. I think there's gonna be a shitstorm of ruin, folks. And it's great. It's great. It might bring some light to the way the federal government has treated our military, especially in the past 4 years, when it comes to procurement and when it comes to deals and what our sailors and our airmen and our troops have to deal with. You know, you've all heard my spiel on the F-18 debacle. It's in one of my videos, right? But it's funny how things are working out now, election year, and all of a sudden defense minister pops up, Mr. Harjeet Sajjan, you know, Mr. figurehead of Appaloosa, Market Garden and Cap Young, you know, Mr. Know-it-all, all of a sudden saying now defense will pay his way. Yeah, of course they'll pay his way now, because they're gonna look bad if they don't. But I think it's been too little too late on these cronies, way too little too late. Doesn't matter if you're Bill Morneau, doesn't matter if you're Bill Player, doesn't matter if you're Harjeet Sajjan, doesn't matter if you're Krista Freeland, Climate Barbie, Miss McKenna, and your infinite wisdom, you know. I think it's a little too late for what these people have done. You know, you drag a good man through the mud. You call the Canadian people stupid. And you've given non-answers in regards to national security, national immigration policies. You know. So, folks, think for yourselves. What do you think? Yeah, let me know, crustycanuck.ca or crustybcanuck67@gmail.com. You can reach me on Podbean, leave a comment there during the broadcast, or hit me up there on Facebook, Facebook at Krusty Canuck. We can go from there. Excuse me, yeah, a little dry here. But carrying on with more of the two bills, you know, like I said before, Mr. Morneau comes from a rich background, has a great company, you know, his little pension company, and married to the McCain French fry fortune. So he's never going to be hurting. So all the more reasons to vote that clown out. All the more reasons to get rid of Bill Blair, because he's never really said 2 cents worth in regards to what he has done or what he's supposed to be doing in this immigration crisis. And as far as I'm concerned, it is a crisis, because I believe in giving everybody a fair chance at a better life. But I have to follow the law in this country, you know, as much as some laws may just be ridiculous. Needless to say, we all have to follow the guise of the law, because it just keeps things together and keeps us civil. But, you know, I don't find the rocks and road issue to be a minor issue. I think it's a big deal, right? Get a handful of people that have been in the United States for the better part of 3 or 5 years, and then just pick up and go, and no desire to integrate anything, no desire to be part of anything. I don't know, you tell me. But with these government officials sitting on their hands, saying whatever, just for the sake of lip service, you're not really doing us a favor. Especially when your government just gave yourselves a raise of $3,300 extra a year. So that brings up the average pay to be about $140,000, $150,000 a year. In some cases, $170,000 for some of you senior officials. And then you turn around and you call us stupid, and you give non-answers to the press gallery in Parliament. Well done, sirs and ma'ams. Well done. Not. So. I don't know. I just, October can't come soon enough. I know I keep saying that, but no. Here we go again with more BS, more rhetoric, more lip service, and it's not like they're really trying too hard to save their butts. No. What are they afraid of? You know, is that why the charges were dropped under the Norman case? You know, was Mr. Leslie, just because he left the Liberal caucus and retired from politics, was he going to expose something? I think he might have been. I think he might have said something. I think there's more to it than what we're being told, but I think that's why the Liberals seceded and said, okay, we're not going to do it now, because we got to save faith and, you know, our butts are in the line too. Well, it speaks for itself. Well, I say once again, hats off to Mr. Norman. Well done, sir. Congratulations on your victory. I hope you get your life back in order and get everything on the go. Well, And let's hope this never happens again to an honest honest leader, right? You know, honest politicians, yeah, okay, we've all heard the rhetoric before. You know, most of the same honest politician, but I have worked for many honest officers, and I'll tell you, their integrity meant a lot, and the welfare of the troops meant a lot to them. So they're out there, folks. Leaders are out there. We just got to pick the right ones. Come October, let's pick them, right? You know. Back to Mr. Bill Blair and his infinite wisdom. I'll leave a link at the bottom there. He's just not really saying anything other than just regurgitation, regurgitation, more regurgitation, and well, that's about it. Doesn't say much. Yeah, I don't think he's told to say anything. So whether he's being paid to look like an idiot, or that's just his cusp of intelligence, we don't know. But it doesn't look too promising. You know, and of course, you know, our beloved Potato was not in Parliament today. You know, typical. Him and his new, Attorney General sitting there speaking on his behalf, of course, right? So, you know, Justin's too busy. Of course, he needs another day off to get his hair done or do some more surfing with his family, right? You know, he's got to make sure his carbon footprint is small enough so people will vote for him again in October. Let's hope not. You know, this government has proven itself totally unworthy, totally unqualified, and not really caring about the Canadian people, especially the people that actually voted for him. Right? So that puts things in real perspective now, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. My opinion is this. Let's get qualified people in there. Let's get people that care. Let's get people that have integrity, respect, and honor. You know, I'm not saying let's throw billions upon billions of dollars at our services, but let's procure our military in a proper fashion. Let's look after our senior citizens. Let's look after our First Nations, i.e. clean water. You know, let's start bringing back independence of our people. Let's stop relying on the state to do all these magical things for us and start being a little more sufficient in our own lives. All right? Nothing wrong with working for a living. Nothing wrong with going to school to get that A+, to get that degree. But let's stop putting up with these kids and these clowns that put feelings before facts. Let's stop dealing with these idiots who call the shots and yet they have no qualifications whatsoever to be there to call any shots, right? Honestly, ask yourself that. You know, what kind of leader do you want? Whether it be local riding, whether it be municipal, whether it be provincial or federal, you have to ask yourself, folks, what kind of leadership is going to represent me? Right? Put your head into it. Put your heart aside. Save your heart for your family and your loved ones and the things you love. Right? I love my country. I do, but I'm going to vote for the better person based on what he or she has. Not just in the background, but what they have to offer. Other than, you know, nice hair and nice smile or, you know, a nice figure. You know, I look at the opposition. There's some good points on the conservative side. And there's some good points on the NDP side. I never thought I'd say that, but there are actually some legitimate points. But we know how the NDP worked out here in Alberta and what it did for Albertans. And not a good thing. You know, just glorified liberals with more of the socialist agenda. And let's borrow more money to spend more money and put the taxpayers on the dole. Right? That's the liberal logic now, and that's the NDP logic. So when it comes to October, ladies and gentlemen, please consider who you're going to put in power. And to my listeners in Ontario and Quebec alike, same thing. You know, they're the cusp of the election results because of the population density and what have you. So to my friends in Ontario and Quebec, please heavily consider who we're going to put in power come October. You know, ask yourself this. Yeah, we want clean water. We want clean air. But taxing us to death isn't going to help that. Tax the actual polluters. How about tax the genius that wants to dump raw sewage in the St. Lawrence? And tax the genius that wants to put raw sewage in Victoria Harbor? Right? There's an idea. Rather than taxing you and me for wanting to have gasoline and have heat on in our homes. If you're going to tax big polluters, tax an actual company, or group of people that have been caught polluting with no regard, rather than the average citizen. So the Bill Morneaus out there and all the Bill Blairs out there, wake the F up. You're given a job, you're given responsibility, be accountable. Really. How else do I say it? Huh? Huh? I gave 20 years to my country and I worked for some great people. And I would have gladly laid down for some of those men. Any effing day, any fucking day, I would have laid down for them, because they showed me integrity, and they showed me guts, and they showed me glory, and they showed me respect, right? And I in turn gave them respect and honor and glory. And if you'd asked me if I'd take a bullet for them, you're damn right I would. I've been in situations, I've been in firefights, I know. And it's not as glorious as the television says. It's not. It's chaos, it's dangerous, it's fucking scary. But I worked with some good guys, and I had some great leaders, right? Those are the kind of leaders we need. People are willing to go the distance. People are willing to do the right thing. And we need that. I think we need it more now than ever. You know, I think we need more gall, more balls, you know, lady balls too. No offense to the ladies out there. You know what I mean? You know? Intestinal fortitude, integrity, honor, respect, right? Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what gender you are. You know, I'm not going to judge you based on what's between your legs. I'm going to judge you what comes out of your head and your mouth and the actions you put forward, period. You know? And there's a lot of women out there that are willing to stand up for this country. And it's good to see that we have leaders like Michelle Rimp stand up and say, hey, buds, your office sucks. Your job is terrible. What is it you're doing? Exactly. Put them on the spot. Make them accountable. That's what we should do. Responsible and accountable government, regardless. I know democracy is not perfect, but come on, folks. We can do better than that. Anyway, enough of the spiel. That was my tale of the two Billies and the victory for Mr. Mark Norman. I've been Krusty Canuck. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Please consider donating on my Patreon, or correction, on the patron page of thepodbean.com. I'll leave a link at the bottom. You can also donate at PayPal and Subscribestar. Please consider donating. I've spent a few dollars trying to get this podcast on the go, and every little bit helps. And please consider purchasing merchandise at teespring.com. Under Krusty Canuck, you can find t-shirts, stickers, mugs, and tank tops for the ladies. And every donation and every sale I receive, I will graciously give 30% to the Calgary Veterans Food Bank. Because there are vets out there that need to eat, and I don't mind giving them a hand. So, I've been Krusty Canuck, folks. And remember, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, love your loved ones. And remember, humanity and merit wins the day. See you next time. Bye for now.